Welcome back to another episode of The Goddess Complex. I'm Ashley Michelle, your host, and it's Monday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We read tarot on Mondays. So I'm sitting here with this caramel and cayenne candle. All the fall stuff is coming out now, and I just want my house to smell like apples and pumpkin spice this whole season. I'm so ready for fall season. I'm so ready to watch the leaves drop. I'm ready to do all the corny fall activities. I want to go to the pumpkin patch. I want to go to the haunted house. I want to do all of that. I'm really, really excited about fall season. And as I sat down to read for you all today, I was looking at the chart. I recognize not only do we have a new moon coming up this week in Virgo, but we also have Uranus moving retrograde smack dab in the middle of the week on August 24th, on Wednesday, literally hump day. And we've been working with Uranus a lot lately, the millennial generation and after. Uranus moving back and forth into retrograde in the sign of Taurus and making some pretty wild aspects with some of the bigger players inside of the solar system. Uranus retrograde, Uranus is our rebel, our wild child. And this retrograde is going to ask you to reimagine your goals and to rebel against the grain. Just because you're expected to move in a specific way doesn't mean that you have to move in that way. Just because you're expected to be a certain way doesn't mean that you have to be that way. Rebel. Do what you want. And the friends and the family that love you and that are there for you are going to stick by you no matter what choice or decisions you decide to make in your life. And no matter what choices or decisions that you decide to make when it comes to reaching your goals, period. Uranus retrograde is about 6 months long. So pretty much fall and winter season, we're going to be working with these themes around rebellion and rebelling from the man and rebelling from the norm and rebelling from what we are supposed to do and rebelling from how we're supposed to feel and rebelling from society, right? Because even when I use that word supposed to, we're supposed to be doing these things because they are seen like there's something we're supposed to be doing. I hope I'm making sense. What I'm trying to say is when we feel like we are supposed to be doing something, it's a product of conditioning. It's because we've been taught that that's what we're supposed to do. It's because we've been shown, whether it's through authority figures, school members, school teachers, family members, older siblings, friendships, partners in relationships, whatever it is, we're told what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to act. And so many of us abide by those laws. It's like running outside in your neighborhood buck naked. Nobody does it because we're not supposed to. If you want to run around buck naked, there are reserved areas, nudist beaches, nudist colonies to do that. But in normal society, quote unquote, you're not supposed to do that. Apply that example to your life. Notice over this retrograde period where you want to beat to the tune of your own drum and where you feel like you can or you shouldn't, or like you have to make a decision to appease somebody else. There it is. Thank you, Spirit. That's what I was looking for. Uranus does not make decisions to appease anybody else but Uranus. And while Uranus is in retrograde, that is going to be our biggest lessons. Make decisions that appease you, not anybody else. And if that means that you're rebelling, then honey, I guess that means that you're the wild child. And I love me a good wild child. All right, let's read some cards. I am working with the Shadow Lynn Tarot as we start exiting Leo season. It's the 21st, so as I'm recording this, it's the 21st. So I think we may be fully out of it. I'd have to check the charts, but yeah. Let's see what we have. You guys already know how I do. If you can, close your eyes. Whatever tea we receive, this is the exact tea that we were supposed to receive. Right here. Babes. Okay. This is an interesting spread. I feel like I always say that because they always are, right? We're starting off with the Four of Wands upside down, right? Four of Wands upside down, celebration. What are we not celebrating? Four of Wands upside down, Six of Cups upside down coming next to it, next to another six, babes. We get the Six of Swords. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we got the Six of Swords last week as well. And the Six of Swords is reappearing again. No. The Four of Wands upside down next to the Six of Cups upside down. This is interesting for me. To me, the way that I'm interpreting this, what I see in this is there's no celebration because of some bad memories. Some bad memories, some lingering memories from the past is kind of getting you in your feelings in some way, shape, or form. And then, you know, the Six of Swords, and I can't wait to show you all these cards. The Shadow and Tarot is one of my favorites. I'm actually being called to work with them heavier. You know, the Six of Swords is very much about, like, onward and upward is what just came through. It's onward and upward. It's like, let's take all the shit. It's like, let's take lemons and make lemonade. Let's take everything that's going on and just move forward. Let's go to the next path. Let's go to the next lesson. Let's go to the next thing, right? It's almost like taking a shitty situation and sitting into your divine feminine around it, because the Queen of Cups comes in right after the Six of Swords. And doesn't the divine feminine just do such a good job of healing? I think many of us, most of us, have lost touch with our divine feminine because this world makes us sit into our masculine because it's run by masculine energy. And I find this to be interesting. Oh God, what's coming through? The last card of the Page of Wands coming through after the Queen of Cups is redetermine what exploration looks like. Re-become the explorer. Instead of wallowing, are you wallowing, babe? Are you wallowing, my friend? Are you wallowing in hurt, pain, or guilt that maybe somebody else inflicted? Are you wallowing in a way that is not conducive to your growth? And are you wallowing from a place of ego or from a place of masculine intention? That word just came through, masculine intention. What does that mean? I'm asking. masculine intention was coming through around that term that I'm being called to use right now. It's not like a mask, our intent to work through issues, problems, hard parts of life is with the masculine way. It's kind of like white knuckling our way through the pain, this masculine intention right now. Spirit's calling you higher. Spirit's calling you to take what's happening, take whatever's going on, take whatever hard pieces that are happening, move onward and upward, says the Six of Swords. And instead of moving from a place of masculine intention, we want to come to the situation with the Queen of Cups, this divine feminine energy. The Queen of Cups is the most fertile, the most sensitive, the most beautiful, What I want to say is she is the most rooted in her divine feminine. She's the most in touch with her emotions. Sometimes when we move through things with masculine intention, our actual feelings behind what's happening gets lost because we react the way we feel like we are supposed to react. We have the feelings that we feel like we are supposed to have. But maybe when we take off the actual layers, right, we understand feelings and emotions that maybe we're masked by masculine energy, that maybe we're masked by a protective blanket. and our lovely page ends out the spread, our page of wands. And you know, our pages are the most young. They have the most to gain and the least to lose, right? We know that they're the most young. And our page of wands is the definition of the explorer. Use this Uranus retrograde to re-explore yourself. Maybe even redefine yourself. Redefine yourself, your identity. Redefine who you are. You know? Powerful spread this week. To end, babes, what I'm going to say is, in life, we are often faced with tragic, upsetting, harmful situations. And sometimes it's not on us to sit here and look at the situation from a place of non-celebration, Four of Wands upside down. But maybe we take this same energy and we move onward and upward, Six of Swords. Instead of handling trying situations from a place of masculine intention, maybe we sit inside the divine feminine for a while and really explore what's happening and why, right? We come from our third eye instead of our root chakra, our sense of survival. Instead of coming from our sense of survival, we come from our eye of perspective. We utilize the spiritual tools that we have been learning, that we have been ingesting, that we have been taking, and we move through. It's very easy to forget your divinity when you are in a stressful situation. It's really easy to forget your divinity when you are in a sad situation. It's really easy to plop back down into the earth matrix when things aren't going the way that you envisioned them to go. These are some of the biggest tests that we face as light workers. Reclaim your divinity. Reclaim your sovereignty. And slowly soothe the masculine with the divine. Yeah. That's what I got for you, babes. As always, the cards will be on my Instagram story. Shout me out, Starseed Shadows, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. Starseed Shadows. And I'll see you in the next one, baby boo. Love ya.